USA News, I'm Lance Pry. 65-year-old actor Julian Sands has disappeared after hiking up Southern California's Mount Baldy last weekend. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department announced a call for help came in from his family. Still, no word. On October 21st, 2021, at the Bonanza Creek Ranch in Bonanza City, New Mexico, a cinematographer was fatally shot and the director wounded on the set of the film Rust. Actor Alec Baldwin is the man who pulled the trigger. He could learn his fate today.
Baldwin could face charges in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. The shooting with an antique revolver happened during a dress rehearsal in October of 2021. At 9 a.m. local time Thursday, a district attorney in New Mexico will announce whether charges will be filed. Baldwin reached a settlement with Hutchins' family last fall in a wrongful death lawsuit. I'm Jeremy Scott.
11 storms in California in recent weeks could have ended the drought in the Golden State, but politicians never took the time to increase their water collection capabilities.
We do everything we can to get rid of literally the most precious resource we have, water.
Los Angeles Waterkeeper Executive Director Bruce Resnick on NBC News says because of this, the drought will continue to hinder the California region.
It's not going to change that fundamental dynamic, and that's why I don't want people to get complacent.
The 11 storms brought enough fresh water to cover the entire state of California in 15 inches of water. Because of California leadership, 80% of that water was put directly back into the Pacific Ocean. Mexico's President Manuel López Obrador said Wednesday his government will consider a request by imprisoned drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to be returned to Mexico to serve out his sentence. 64-year-old Guzman was sentenced to life behind bars in the United States for drugs and murder. Obrador said, "We will review it," adding, "You always have to keep the door open when it comes to human rights." This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Microsoft announced Wednesday it plans to eliminate 10,000 jobs, another casualty of inflation, teetering on recession. It will be the company's largest layoffs in more than 8 years and the latest in a string of cuts from big technology companies across the board. The software company's chief executive officer wrote that the layoffs won't happen before the end of March and will affect less than 5% of the company's worldwide workforce, estimated at 200,000 people. Wes Moore has been sworn in as Maryland's 63rd governor.
My answer is this. It's the only way that I've ever led. You know a question I never once asked my soldiers when I was leading soldiers in Afghanistan? What's your political party? It didn't matter.
Moore was sworn in with his hand on a Bible once owned by Frederick Douglass, who escaped from slavery in Maryland back in the day. The First Lady Jill Biden had some medical procedures done.
A White House memo released Wednesday said the lesion was a, quote, common, totally harmless growth. The cancerous lesion was removed from above the First Lady's right eye as well as her chest. Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the physician to the president, said that Biden is, quote, recovering nicely from the procedures. I'm Ryan Daniels.
8 teams remain in the National Football League playoffs. 2 games will be played on Saturday, and 2 games will be played on Sunday. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
life. Just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Bring me a higher life. Let's get lit!